Yeah, even in Delaware, we only have four judges, and we can't agree to anything more than the standard kind of framework of the exchanges that go back and forth, because everybody likes to be able to control their own cases and do things in ways that help them.
So staying on pretrial, are there things that are unique in your court, either stays of discovery up through Markman, that are unique? I pick on Judge Albright. I know we have audio briefs when you're out doing half Ironmans that you've got time.
buy stock and briefs on tape. That's what.
Well, again, I have stolen a lot of what I do from Judge Akel. And so we stay all discovery on our patent cases through Markman, with the exception of what I think are a couple safety valve things. For example, if one side wants licenses to be produced so that you can have some idea to sell the case, that would be acceptable. If there is information needed to help someone prepare infringement contentions, which will take place, we work that out. There's some information on sales is provided, again, surface level, just so people know possibility of settling. But that's what's kind of standard. And then what I do as well is I found that I do better at listening to things than I do at reading things. So I on Markman briefs, and you could do it on anything. I've had folks do it on other stuff. But I have people, I read everything that comes in along with I have a law clerk who has which everyone should have if they're doing stuff, who has a PhD and double E, and he practiced law for 10 years, which is a good clerk to have. But he and I both read everything that comes in, but I also will listen to everything that comes in before I have a hearing. And so that helps, kind of gives me a double shot at learning stuff before I have a hearing.
So do you actually have people submit audio briefs, or do you just have like a PDF reader that reads?
Oh, no. People submit it in a format that will go, that my clerks can put on Dropbox, which they then put on my phone. And I am able to hit go, and in my car, the Bluetooth, I'll listen to it while I'm driving, or I'll listen to it on my headphones when I'm running. So, but like for this morning, for this morning's Markman hearing, yesterday, driving home from Waco, I listened to both sides, which I already read, but I listened to both sides' replies in their Markman briefs on the way home, so I had that additional mental knowledge of it.
And are there parts of that audio file that are different than the written brief?
No, it's identical, other than I tell people to skip all of the boilerplate stuff. I don't need to know,
Markman.
I know what a Markman is. I know why I'm doing it. I know it. O2 micro. I mean, I know all the. If I know of a case, it must be important if I've heard of it. But I want them to start with the first claim term, and read exactly that text in, omitting the case citations because I'm not going to be looking those up. And then I listen to that on the way home.
Judge Albright has told me though, and I'll give you a little tip in his court. If you have David McCullough or James Earl Jones read your brief, you're farther ahead than your opponent.
Listen, if you had Jose Villarreal do it, he's got it. If I had anyone here, just great voices are great voices. So, there's, lots of folks could do it. So
has anyone used Professor McConaughey to read a brief for you yet?
So I'm not sure. The words have to be a lot smaller, I think, for him to get them all right. And I'm not sure how sober he would be when he was reading it either. So,
let's talk.
Well, you're
about
a strict taskmaster.
So.
Let's talk about technology tutorials for a minute. Any personal preferences when it comes to a technology tutorial and tips for practitioners?
Yeah, I will tell you, I have a technology tutorial in every patent case, and I try to do it fairly early. Because I need to try to understand your science before I get into the law. It just works better for me. And I do my tutorials differently than the way some people do. They're informal and they're off the record. Nobody can use anything that they hear in a tutorial for anything else in the case. There's no advocacy. You just have to come in and educate me on your science. And because both sides get an equal, I give both sides an equal amount of time, to be fair, but if you're playing by the rules, the plaintiff always takes more time because it's going to overlap a lot of what the defendant does. And I find it extremely helpful to go through that. I will say something, I don't see it as much now as I used to, but when I started this, after a while, there was a term that slipped into the vernacular in the patent bar about Markman tutorial. Just know in my court that the tutorial has nothing to do with claims construction. I try to get the tutorial done before the Markman hearing because it helps me to have heard the science before we get that far. And so sometimes they're jammed up together because if you have out-of-town presenters or out-of-town lawyers, it's easier on everybody's travel schedule to do them either the same day or 2 days in a row. But they're unrelated other than happenstance. What I want in the tutorial is just for you to tell me about the science and not what's going to happen in claims construction.